The podcast you're about to listen is brought to you by Pastime Agency, empowering businesses with intelligent automation, transforming workflows with AI-driven solutions. Before you listen to the podcast, it is important to note that the analysis presented is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The data and recommendations provided are based on market analysis, but should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. Investing in the financial markets carries significant risks, including potential loss of principal investment, market volatility and pricing fluctuations, economic, political, and currency risks, liquidity risks, tracking error risks for index funds. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Always conduct your own research and consult with qualified financial advisors before making investment decisions. The numerical data provided represents analytical estimates and may not reflect actual real-time market conditions.
Welcome to the Money Mosaic for the week ended January 10, 2025. Today, we're diving into the latest global economic indicators and market performance metrics.
That's right. Let's start with global economic growth. The United Nations World Economic Situation and Prospects Report projects a steady global economic growth rate of 2.8% for 2025, which is consistent with 2024, but still below the pre-pandemic average of 3.2%.
Regionally, developing economies, especially in South Asia, are expected to perform strongly. India's economy, for instance, is forecasted to grow by 6.6%, contributing to the region's 5.7% GDP growth in 2025.
Global inflation is also a key factor. It's anticipated to ease from 6.8% in 2023 to 5.9% in 2024, and further down to 4.5% in 2025. This decline could prompt major central banks to consider lowering interest rates, supporting economic growth and market performance.
Geopolitical stability remains crucial, with ongoing international relations and conflicts potentially impacting market sentiment. In the U.S., Goldman Sachs forecasts that the economy will grow 2.5% in 2025, outperforming expectations, while the euro area is expected to expand by only 0.8% due to anticipated tariffs.
Moving to market performance, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both saw weekly declines of about 0.5%. International markets such as Germany's DAX and France's CAC 40 also experienced declines of 1.9% and 2.1% respectively.
Technology and innovation ETFs have been strong performers, driven by key technology stocks. Growth-oriented stocks, especially in the technology sector, continue to outperform value stocks.
For investment strategies, we recommend buying technology and innovation ETFs, given their strong performance and potential for continued growth. Holding the S&P 500 and other broad market indices might be wise, considering the modest declines and potential for recovery.
Selling European markets, especially those showing significant declines, like France and Germany, could be a good move. High potential ETF opportunities include those tracking the technology sector and emerging markets, particularly South Asian economies.
In terms of risk assessment, geopolitical tensions and unexpected changes in monetary policy are significant factors to watch. The CBOE Volatility Index saw a slight increase but remains relatively low, indicating manageable volatility.
For medium-term investment, steady economic growth and easing inflation suggest a positive outlook for equities, especially in emerging markets. Portfolio rebalancing to capture growth in these areas while maintaining a balanced risk profile through fixed income investments is advised.
Finally, remember to diversify your portfolios to include fixed income ETFs, especially with anticipated lower interest rates. And for our viewers, tune in on Sunday for our episode on alternative investment opportunities.
Don't forget to join us daily during the week for our Forex market analysis every morning and evening, as well as our additional portfolio update every morning from Monday to Friday.
Thanks for listening to this week's The Money Mosaic. We'll see you next time.